by Semes. Here's an interesting question. In last week's parsha, it says Rivka told Yaakov that he should be Vayivrach. He should run away from Esav. In the Torah, it says that Yaakov was Barak and ran away. What's it called, running away? Someone's out to kill you. You're running away. You're running for your life. So yes, why in the beginning of the parsha does it say Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva? It should have said Vayivrach Yaakov Miber Sheva. He's running from his life. Someone's chasing him. Someone's out to kill him. It should say Vayivrach. As of this Vaseles, the Medrash Rabbah is coming to answer it. The Medrash Rabbah has an interesting shayla on the parsha. It brings an interesting story. The Medrash Rabbah brings down when Yaakov Avinu was halach, when he went out, as on his way out, Rashi brings down that Eliphaz came, and Esav sent Eliphaz to kill him. Esav already had the mafia working for him at that time. He sent his son, who was the head of the mafia, he sent Eliphaz to go kill Yaakov on the way. And Yaakov said, he came to Yaakov, and he said, what should he do? He grew up by Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was mashpi on him, that he shouldn't be killing Yaakov. On the other hand, what is he going to do? He has a father like Esav. He's going to come home, he's very scary. He's going to say, he's not going to kill Yaakov. As Yaakov told him, take all the money. Ani chashiv kemeis, you can tell your father you've killed him. As he took all his money. Ad kan medrash number one. Zot medrash number two, as Yaakov is going to kill. Yaakov is going and he doesn't have money. Azat Yaakov, how am I going to find a shidduch? Aray, I'm going to Lavan, and Lavan Kimuvan is looking for geld and a shidduch, like we had before, by Yoret Lavan. When he heard that Eliezer Eved Avram came with money, he was very excited. Even in this week's parsha, he came, he ran out to see. He gave him a hug, he felt all his pockets to see if he had money. He gave him a kiss, maybe he's hiding the money in his mouth. Rashi says, as he was into geld, how am I going to get a shidduch from Lava? That's what Yaakov was worried. As the Medrash says, Yaakov caught himself. He had his moment of weakness that we all have. When a person gets nervous, he gets nervous about shidduchim, the matzav in America, he gets nervous about life, he gets nervous about his future, and Yaakov catches himself. Mifnema of its sivri. Why am I losing my hope? Hare yeshli boiri. I have Hashem that always takes care of me. As Yaakov caught himself at that rega, and Yaakov said, what am I getting nervous? What am I getting worried? I have Hashem that's with me. He put his bitachon in Hashem. And that's why the Medrash says, Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva. Zoktis Vasemes, the Medrash is coming to answer. How could Yaakov Avinu walk so calmly in life? How could he go in life with this such a hard life and keep his head up and be very calm about it, not be nervous, not have anxieties, not be worried? How could he go in such a calm way? The answer is bitachon. Bitachon, when we put our bitachon in Hashem, Hashem took care of us until now. Hashem will take care of us afterwards, as then we walk through life, even in our shverim yoimis, even our shverim moments, vayotza, calmly, not with a bricha, not running, not the pacha, not the behilus. We go through life with a calmness, because we know Hashem is with us. And this is a big lesson for the Golus we're in now. Everyone has their nisyonos, their hardships now and what's ahead of them in life. Always know when you're machazik in betochen, that gives you the koyach, the menuchas hanefesh, and the mela, the koyach, to go through your nisyonos properly and to raise above them. But that's one yisrael of the Sfasemis in the beginning of the parasha. Why does it take a great day and not by Yisrael? A big yisrael in life. The parasha continues and it brings down that he was machayot v'yachloim v'nei sulam u'tzevarsha v'yoy shoy magia shalmayim. The malachim malchei elokim oilim v'yorzim bo. Azov the medrash, who are these malachim that are oilim v'yorzim bo? He says it's malchei sari ahubais of the four galusim that Klal Yisrael are going to go to. Each one goes up. Bavel goes up a little bit, come down. Paras Umadai, up a little bit, come down. Yavan goes up a little bit and comes down. And even Esau, he went up very far. The Golus of Esau is going very long. Yaakov got scared and he said, is he going to come down? And he said, even if he's going to come up to the Shamayim, Ani Oyridos, Hashem's going to be Mayrid Esau. As then Hashem turns to Yaakov Avinu, and he says to Yaakov Avinu, now it's your turn to go up on the Sula. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Yaakov says, I'm scared. What am I scared of? I'm scared if I go up, I'm going to fall too. Just like everyone else went up, and look, there's so many people that try to climb the Sula up. They try to go up in life. But at the end, they fell. As I'm worried, how could I climb up? I'm gonna fall also. As up to Medrash Tanhuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amaloi, Kivan Shaloi Alisa, now you're gonna go to four Alisa. And you're gonna go under them. As Yaakov was given a golden opportunity, Hashem told him, go up on the ladder, go up to be Mila, go up to Hashem. And Yaakov Avinu didn't do it. Why? Because he was scared. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to fall. I don't have what it takes to make the trip up. Zachary Yaakov Zelinsky in his Sefer HaLatayla, this is a very powerful lesson for all of us in life. Many times, why don't we go the extra? Why don't we learn more? Why don't we work on our midas? Why don't we work on our Bein Adam LaMokom, our Yiras Hashem, our Avas Hashem? Because people are scared. They're going to fall. I don't have what it takes to make it. Hashem gives us such opportunities to grow. But people don't believe in themselves. They don't believe, who can I be anyway? How far can I go? You start talking to me about Masmidim. I'm not a Masmid. I don't have zitz flesh. It's very hard for me to sit in my seat. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to learn. It's not for me. That is the Siva of the Golus. To be misakin that Nekuta. And Hashem wants us to believe in ourselves and to take those steps of Aliyah, to take the opportunity and to grow. And he says a story with the Chazanish. Chazanish heard there was a story of the Skytler, that he was a very good bacher in the Vardin. He wanted it very much for his sister, the Shidduch. As they set the Shidduch up, they were very excited. The Stipler came, because what did the Stipler do? He was a huge Masvid. He knew he would be wasting time. He would be on the train, he wouldn't be able to learn. So he had like a 30-hour Seder before his train trip. And then he figured when he gets on the train, he'll sleep. Okay. He got on the train, and when he got on the train, they paid for him a chosh of a seat, as he saw the seats had wool in it. And he got very nervous in the Shabbos. So he had this long train ride ahead of him. He was nervous to sit on the seats, so he stood up for 6 hours. As here he got to the date, he hadn't slept for 36 hours. Okay? He comes, they introduce him, the girl. He says hello, she starts talking to him, he falls asleep on the date. He says, this guy's weird. This guy's nuts. He comes to a date, he falls asleep on the date. They try waking him up, he doesn't budge. The guy has emotional issues. He's in such a deep sleep. You could imagine, as the Hasidic said, wait, I gotta see what happened. There must be a story behind this. This isn't, you know, he's supposed to have good midas. We checked up on him. He has good midas. This is terrible midas. He walks, the girl stopped talking, falls asleep on her straight. He asked him the story. He tells him the story. The Chazanish says, this is the guy we want. Yirish Amayim, the guy stayed up for learning. He stayed up. He couldn't sit if he suffered. Maybe it was sadness. He told his sister was very worried to move on. The sister said that, you know, I'm not sure. He said, I'm telling you, this is a golden opportunity. You're not going to get a guy like this. She took the opportunity, and as they say, the rest is history. About like the cycle of the sun, like the time to Yeski, Dairisi started Nevada. And Rav Yaakov Galinsky said another story. He said a story about Rav Yitzchok Elkhanan's Bechor. He was one of the big Choshevah Rabbanim, the daily apostolic in Europe. He went and he was by the usher's house. The Bokrim in those days wasn't like nowadays, the yeshiva has food. The yeshiva has a dorm. In those days, when they went to yeshiva, they had a dorm by people's houses. And eat by people's houses, as they put Rav Yitzchok Elkhanan by a person who was a big beer, because they wanted to take care of him. He was one of the chashid of Bokrim. The beer started to talk to him, and he saw this guy was like really gifted. He said, listen, it's very nice to learn. Let me make you an offer. You can learn a couple of hours a day. I want to bring you into my business. You'll be my accountant, my manalpas, blinus, my CEO. You'll run the business for me. You're brilliant. You'll do a great business. You'll be a big usher. But you have to go and sit and learn it all your life. He said, no. Day after day, he pegged him and pegged him and pegged him. You should do it. You should do it. Finally, he left. He didn't have a place to eat. He didn't have a place to sleep. But he didn't care. He didn't want to be with such a guy that was trying to convince him. Many years later, this guy met with Yitzchok Elkhanan. He went to have a shayla. And he came to Yitzchok Elkhanan. He was a big usher then also. And he said, you know, I heard about you. I want to do Yisachar's ruling with you. You're such a big masmid. You're such a big Talmud Chacham. I want to give you money and support you. And Rav Yitzchok Elkhanan looked at him and he said, you lost your opportunity. He says, what do you mean? He says, do you remember me? He said, I have no clue who you are. I was a young boy in your house many years ago. And he told him this story. He said, if you would have given me money then, you would have made me to learn. And you would have been a Yisachar's ruler. Now you're coming after I'm a Talmud Chacham, and you're asking to pay for the Torah in the past. You missed your investment. You lost your opportunity. As the Yaakov Galinsky says, there are people that know how to chop the opportunity in the moment. And then there are people that lose their opportunity. And he says to all of them, you have to know your years in yeshiva and every person in life, it is male opportunities to chop in ruchnias. Hashem's telling you, here's the sulam in front of you. Aleh! Go up! You have opportunities, golden opportunities in front of you all the time. But so many people don't take their opportunities. Yishkaina elama yishoachas. So many people don't take their opportunities. But when we're talking to yeshiva bachurim, what's very negative to them is the opportunity in yeshiva. They have such an opportunity and bachurim don't realize it. How do I know bachurim don't realize? Look at the way they act in yeshiva. They partially don't utilize the time. They don't appreciate what they're doing. If they would appreciate what they have, the opportunity to be in a base medrash, they would look at it differently. but then later on in life, the connection to Torah is what lifts us up. It's the Sulam Ha'ayla L'mayla. If we don't cop that opportunity, we are missing big adol. We are missing on something very huge and very big. As Yaakov Avinu, Zotara Keah, is the Rosh L'goylem. He's the first person that went to Golis. He's the first person that someone was out to kill him and he had to run away from. And that's why he's the simin. This is the simin for all the galus, the maisa of the simin. It starts off in the beginning of the parsha, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Zokta Balei Turim, Seifei Teivois, Alba, Kineged the Arba Galusim, that Klal Yisrael went through. Alef. Malachim Elikim, Oilim V'yardimba, V'gimashia Zokta Balei Turim, the Arba Galusim, Klal Yisrael went through. This is the four galusim. In one medrash, it says very interesting. Lavan, Esav, Dina, Yosef. Those were the four galusim. That's what the medrash says in one place. Interesting. Why is Dina connected to Yavan? Because Kol Isha that was Nisus had to be Tiboyah Lahagmon Chil. Like Dina was taken to Shem. Yaakov Avinu in this galus went through all four. And Yaakov Avinu was Mis'ala and Mis'roimim Me'al U'me'eva. He went through the Tzaris of Lavan. Lavan tried to not give him the shidduch that he wanted. Lavan tried to take away his money. He came out with four wives and an usher muflik. The rega he left Lavan, Lavan went from riches to mess. Yaakov Avinu was Mis'alat and Mis'raimim. Esav, he was Mis'kabran. Every Mis'ayim, he was Mis'alat. And that's the Nevuah of the Chaloyim. But the Shailik is, what gave Yaakov the Kaya? What helped him to be Mis'alat and Mis'raimim? And what could we do? As we want to focus in on a very important Nekuda in life. I was at a Shabbos Yisraelim last week, and one of the Yisraelim asked, I'm learning in Yeshiva, I'm planning on going to business anyway. As, you know, I'm in a good Yeshiva, but I don't get much of a shmak in it. I don't really enjoy the learning. Why am I in Yeshiva for? Why don't I just go to bed? Why don't I just go to work right away? And it's a question, unfortunately, many people feel. What am I learning for? What's my learning worth anyway? And that was really the question. What is the learning worth? Why is it important that I learn in Yeshiva? Why is it important that I learn after? As one of the answers is in this week's parasha. Before Yaakov Avinu goes on his galus and he goes to get married and to build Klal Yisrael, what does Yaakov Avinu do? He goes to Yeshivas Shem Ve'Eder. The Tzarech Bir, Yitzchak had Yeshiva. God's finding Yeshiva. Like Pastor Yeshiva Mea Avis, why is he going to Shem Ve'Eder? This is a Gavaldik Alimu. In Shem Ve'Eder, he didn't come home at night. In Yitzhak's Yeshiva, where was his dorm room? At home. When he went to Shem Ve'Eder, he was 14 years, he wasn't at home. He was just in the Yeshiva. The more we're in Yeshiva, the more the Ruach of the Yeshiva penetrates, the more the Ruach of Torah penetrates, that's what's going to prepare him for life. As Bachrim come over and they say, how could you compare us to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years, he didn't sleep at night. Of course his Lima, that Torah, prepared him for life. But me, I'm not learning 14 years in Yeshiva. I'm not sleeping at night. Of course, if I had learned like Yaakov Avinu, I said, okay, but what does it have to do with me? And there's a very important answer. And it's a big mistake in life. Yaakov Avinu was preparing thousands and millions of Yidin L'Doyri Doyris. He needed 14 years of not sleeping to make the Achana for Kol Klal Yisrael. You're preparing your Asad. V'oid Yeridus HaDoyris. We're not expected to have the Kalim that they had then. But us, on our level, when we put away our time and learning, and this is Sai, when you're in yeshiva, it is so important to invest in the learning. V'oid afterwards, whatever you do in life, when you invest in Limud HaTorah, you are putting away, and you are investing, you are empowering yourself to give you the kaifas in your mission in life, to raise above all the challenges that are going to be in front of you. Torah is what empowers a person. People don't realize it. They think, what am I learning? Shnayim Roitzim V'Talis, Zem Ani Mitzasiya, V'Zem Ani Mitzasiya, Yachloiku. As when's the last time a bacher came over to me and said, Rebbe, we found in the street a talis together, what's the halacha? As I'm learning something, it's not negeil l'maisa, this is never gonna happen. I'm learning shor shenogach es hapara. I don't live in the zoo. What do I have to learn about shor shenogach es hapara? I'm with the animals? What am I learning about? What am I doing with myself? And Bachrim subconsciously don't realize how much they feel this. But they don't realize. They're not learning about the Shor Shenogach Es Hapara, the person that picked up a Metziah together with someone else and they're having a fight who it is. They are learning what Hashem said, how we look at this case. You're learning Torah Hashem that's behind the words. People learn Chumash. Okay, I'm learning the story of Yaakov Avinu again. This is boring. I'm spending Friday night with the newspaper. I'm getting my Gari Nim. I'm sitting on the leaning chair. And I'm going to read about the news. Whoa, that's interesting. Okay, and if you don't like news, it's okay, I'll get my Ami magazine, and I'll sit on Friday night, put my feet up, put my Gari Nim in my coat. Oh, this is interesting. What am I learning about? Oh, what Trump has to say, what, I don't know where they found this guy has to say about the matzav in Israel, about the crisis in America, the hot topics. Oh, now we're talking. This is interesting. But I'm going to sit down, Shayim Mikra, Vezet Targum, and read the same stupid story again? It's boring. Yeah. Okay. That's if when you're learning Torah, you're learning a story. As a maskim, Chumash is not the best story. Nowadays, the stories are much better. A maskim. Spiro, you feel Spiro does a better job. Must. But, if you realize you're learning Dvar Hashem, this isn't a story, these are the words of Hashem with a message that goes L'Doyros. It's Makadish you, it's Meraimim you, it's gonna change you and make you into a better person. You're gonna look at life differently. You're going to look through all the problems in life and all the issues in life with a different head. Because it's changing you. It's making you. Whoa. It's a different experience. But I can't feel it. Gosh, you have to feel everything? What are you, sensory? You have to feel everything? You have a brain in your head! Do you believe? This is what Chazal is telling us. This is what the Torah, this is what Hashem is telling us. know something? This is the challenge we have. The challenge we have is, one thing I know is Ami is on the reclining chair, it's Gishvach. I feel it. This is the challenge. This is the challenge of a Friday night for a boss. This is the challenge of, I could be in my dira, we could have a Gishmakish smooth about the latest, hottest topics. Or I could be in the base medrash. And this is a challenge that goes with you for the whole life. How you look at Torah. It says in the Navi Malachi that before Mashiach comes, the door is going to say, Shav Avoid Elokim. They're going to not realize, not feel the importance of what Torah is. As this week's parsha teaches, that the sulam that Yaakov saw, ha'ayla lamayla, was through his investments in Torah. It's mezachah, it's meraimim. Every word of Torah does something to a person. Every word of Chumash, every word of Halacha, Mishnah Brura, every Mishnah, Oisius Neshama, Gemara, Oisius, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, the four Malachim, who are the Malachim who are Oilim, Riyordim on the Sulam, who always followed Yaakov because he was a Yeshiv Oilim. Where did he get so many Malachim to protect him? He learned a lot of Gemara. Where did he get Hashem to be Nitz of Olov? Sulam Bigamatria Sinai Torah. Because that's what gave him the Kaya to go through his Nisyanis, to raise above the Nisyanis. And even when he wasn't learning, even when he was in the field with being the Rayat Sayyid, but the Torah that he always was connected to lifted him and brought him up. It kept him straight and kept him going. If you deal with a person like Lavan, many business people will tell you they know a lot of Lavan and Ramayan in the business world. But Yaakov stayed straight. And Yaakov still with Misasha. Or maybe because of that was Misasha. Remember, I was walking with someone, an older man, successful businessman, and he was going on the subway. This was years ago, where you put a token in, probably by now you just rub your smartphone, whatever it is. In those days, there was a token. He was going with his grandchild, and he tells his grandchild, no one's looking. Bend down and go under. We don't have to put the token. He saved $1.50. But the guy, but it's a lifestyle. He needs the $1.50. It's a lifestyle. What's important to you? Torah, when you're connected to the Torah, you have the eyes that what's chashuv to you is what's really important. When you're not connected to the Torah, you live in a different world. What's chashuv to you? Kesef, kesef. Kavod, kavod. Yosef, yosef. And the main legend to a lot of things for kesef, a lot of things for kavod. And you live in a world where that's the world. Torah gives you the kayach to raise above the misyayin. And not only when we're learning Musar about it, but just learning the basic words of the Gemara, what it does to a person, it changes his life. As it gives you the eyes to see and to go through your misyayin, it gives you the Shkusa Torah, gives you the Siyata Deshmaya, that Hashem protects you and helps you walk through it. As we learned about the Sulamis of life, the Medrash Tanchuma, very powerful. Hashem Amalei Alei, go on the Sulam. And we say, wow, if I would have that opportunity, I would hop it right away. We don't realize the opportunity is right in front of us. The Sulam is Sinai, is Torah. Yaakov Avinu's Torah is what gave him the Siyata Deshmaya, for the beautiful dream he had, for the beautiful life that Hashem was with him. And it's hard. I'm not saying it's not going to be hard. but it keeps him going. And that's the powerful message. The Gemara in Chagiga, Yudbeis Amud Beis, says there are Yisoidis La'olam that keep a person going and he doesn't realize. Zot HaMashal, why is it telling you you don't realize? The Mashal says it's telling us the Nisyonis in the world. What is the Yisoid La'olam? Zot HaMishnah in Amis, Ashrei Shedvarim Ma'olam Aymed, Al-Khayr Ava Avoid Ava Agmila Sasadim. They don't chop what it's worth. In this parsha, we have a gilui of the chaloyim, which is the hakdama to galus, which is being the galatas, what Torah does for a person. What the Sulam, the Sinai, the years of Shem Ve'Eger do for a person. This is what's going to help you, it's going to keep you going. It's kedai to invest. Let's hop the opportunities in front of us from Yani Ruchni. Let's keep on climbing this Tumba. Hashem Yazar, we should be Mishale, Miss Raymond from Argo Ruchim, and we should all be Miss Raymond, the Yaka, Zechar, and Hashem should be with us.